Hello, and welcome to The Word Nerd. Today, we're looking at Proverbs chapter 4, and I've got a very scientific word for you today. Entropy. Entropy is the measure of the disorder in any system. And scientists who study genetics have noticed that, in our world, systems that are highly ordered are always naturally moving toward disorder. For example, when you get up and do your hair in the morning, it looks so great. There's not a single strand out of place. But as you go through the day, once you've been to school and recess and had a nap, that hairdo isn't looking so great anymore. It has probably gone from a state of order to a state of disorder. And that's what many genetic scientists are noticing about our bodies and other systems in nature. Over time, they break down and don't work as well. We're not naturally getting better, we're getting worse. We're not going up, we're going down. But that's kind of opposite from what other scientists try to tell us about evolution. They say that the way we became so highly ordered in the first place was because we started out as nothing, as goop. And over millions of years, we've been getting better as a human species. Those scientists say that we'll just continue to evolve and get better and better. But if you study entropy, you know that's not true. Things in our bodies aren't advancing, they're degenerating. And when we read the Bible, we can see why. We started out perfect, but when sin entered the world, we began to physically deteriorate. We started at the top, and now we're moving down. And our problem with entropy isn't just in our physical bodies, but it's also in our hearts and minds. We might call that spiritual entropy. We have trouble knowing right from wrong and then doing what's right. In a spiritual sense, the Bible says we are people walking in darkness. Like in today's chapter from Proverbs, Solomon says that the wicked stumble around in darkness and then don't even know why. But he also says that the path of those who love God is like the morning sun and will get brighter and brighter. So it seems as if there is a way to get better. There is a way to beat entropy. But we can only do that with God. We can't save ourselves physically, and we certainly can't save ourselves spiritually, because entropy will keep putting us down. So if we want to get out of the mess we're in, God is the only way up. He's the cure for every kind of entropy. And that's today's word about God from Proverbs chapter 4.